He's blunt, but he's fair. This is Drew Berquist, former counterterrorism officer, realist, and host of This Is My Show, which starts now.
All right, Wednesday, it's hump day, everybody. Damn glad to be with you. I'm Drew Berquist, This Is My Show. And, you know, typically we drive right into question of the day. We're going to do that in a second, I promise. But first, we're going to get into something else real quick, just because it's something that wasn't worked into the other blocks of the show today. But I want to make sure we touch on it, because Nancy Pelosi is concerned about baby formula and says there may be indictments. Take a listen to her.
Some babies need a very special kind of formula. Only one manufacturer makes that. It became contaminated. You say when you find out about the issue, then you look into it. But what is the nature of this? What is it that we have to address? That was one part of it. When Rosa, Madam Chair, referenced the babies who died, they were the ones who needed this special formula and has a special category, and that was contaminated. And that's sinful. Was. And so that's one thing they'll be looking at. And then, of course, the fungibility of this, when everybody then runs to the next category, then you have the shortage. And this supply chain issue is one that is rearing its head in many ways. But when it comes to babies, it's the here and now and in this moment. I think that when all of this is done, I'm not associating my colleagues with what I'm going to say right now, I'm just saying it myself, I think there might be a need for indictment. Another question?
All right, so Nancy sounds drunk again. So she's angry, you know, because of babies. Over an issue with baby formula, by the way, that you've known about for a long time now. An issue that, again, could be solved, at least somewhat, by not sending our baby formula to illegal immigrants down on the border. Right? Because we've told you that's what's happening. We'll show you again in a second. But moreover, I just don't get these people. You don't get to say this is sad and this is tragic and cry about babies when just last week you showed yourself, you showed your true colors as you furiously defended women being able to kill babies up until birth and do what they want with their bodies. You can't have it both ways. We have to take care of the babies. This baby formula issue is a huge deal, and there's going to be indictments. But if you want to kill your baby, no problem, ladies. Do whatever you want. It just doesn't make sense to me. I mean, it does. It does. This is how they work. This is how they play the game. But it's just so, I guess it's just so foreign to me. But that's who they are. Kat Kamick went to the border to survey the baby formula issue there. She put out this tweet. Take a look at this first, then we'll show you something else. So it's a side-by-side comparison. The first photo is from this morning at the Ursula Processing Center at the U.S. border. Shelves and pallets packed with baby formula. The second picture, which is on the right, is here at home at a grocery store where you can see the shelves picked over. This is what America Last looks like, she says. And you could say, oh, it's just one shelf, or it's zoomed in on that shelf. That's not really the problem, and you'd be wrong, and you'd be a liar, and you'd just be not really that well informed. But here's a video showing inside of one of the illegal immigrant processing centers down on the southwest border. Take a look. And there's no audio, but you can see, and for you audio listeners, just trust me, you've got shelves full, boxes full, pallets full. It's reprehensible that we would send much-needed supplies, whatever they are, baby formula, of course, being very, very important, any of that stuff down there to a border that we're not actually treating as a border because we're not enforcing our laws, and we give it to people who are coming here illegally, some of which are great people, just trying to make a better life for their kids. Why they're choosing here right now is beyond me. This isn't the place I'd want to go right now. But again, you got Pelosi saying, we got to take care of the babies, as she fiercely fights for women's rights to kill their babies. It's insane. All right, let's get to question of the day. Here's what we got. Who is? Because there was just lots of tweets going around with primaries and stuff last night, and I put this out on Truth, I think. Maybe I put it out on Twitter, too. I don't know. I can't be held responsible for what happens after dinner time. But this is the question. Who is a bigger douchebag? Adam Kinzinger, who plays a Republican, but is of course not, wants to get us into war, or Eric Swalwell, who sleeps with foreign spies, is a traitor to our country, and yet remains on all these major committees as a Democrat representative. Who is worse? As you send your answers in today, today's show is powered by MyPillow. And as I told you yesterday, and I tell you again today, there's a blowout slipper sale. It's the sale of the year, guys. I've told you how awesome these things are. He's put all of this passion and promise into these pillows, into their sheets, their mattress toppers, all this other stuff, all this bedding, right? But he's also done it with his slippers. I wear them every day. My wife wears them every day. We've given them to family members. They are an awesome gift for people. So even if you have some, get a backup pair, because you're going to wear them enough that eventually you will wear through them. But also give the gift of comfort on your feet to other people. You can save more than ever, guys. These are $90 off right now for these My Slippers. That's insane. That's why we're calling it the blowout sale of the year. And it won't last. So head on over to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Drew and you will save $90 on those slippers. You can also save up to 66% off of other products. Again, it's MyPillow.com. Use promo code Drew. Okay. Got to hit this too. We've had a lot more entries. Monthly listener contest for the show. Whether you're a viewer or a listener, head on over to iTunes. Go to This Is My Show. Give a review and subscribe. Take a picture of it and then send that in to producer at Red Beach Media. You will be entered into the contest. The winner will be drawn on May 30th, and the winner shall receive $150 in free Red Beach Nation merchandise. Whatever you choose, whatever you want on there, whether it's for you or for other people, it's up for you. So it's up to
$150?
You. $150.
That's crazy.
That's a lot of money. It's a lot of merch right there. You're going to have
that's like Amigo
a,
money.
A clean, a, what is it?
That's Amigo money.
Amigo. You're going to have a clean shirt, amigos, every day if you want, because that's a lot of swag. So get on over there. You can go to drewberquist.com. You can go to listener contest on the site, and it'll explain the directions, give you links. Just send that stuff in to producer at Red Beach Media. You've got between now and May. Really, I'd get it in by May 29th because the drawing is on May 30th. Okay. Let's get to these responses here and see what we got. Mini Trout says both. It's a tie, equally terrible, says Eric Thompson. Jeff needs new slippers. Yes, you do. Let's see what we got going over here. Fart Face, which of course is Swalwell. That's great. Swalwell, he's a treasonous spy. Swallows well by a mile, says Skipley Man. It is hard, Becht. I know. We put these out there. We're stuck with Kinjiner, but Swallowwell is so hateable. Swallowwell, says Feather Catcher. Depends on the definition of douchebag. And then goes
Judy says Kinzinger.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, Swalwell kind of took the lead there, but they're both treasonous fools.
Yeah, they're not friends of America. That's for damn sure. So, we'll see. It looks like Swalwell is taking the cake, but again, it's a close race. It's not by much. So keep sending your answers in. Keep sending in your justification as to why. There's plenty for both of them. So check it out. Mini Trout, those are pricey slippers. They are normally, but they're not right now. I mean, I'm telling you, they're usually almost $140. You're getting them right now for $49. It's amazing. So check it out. Again, that's MyPillow.com. Use promo code Drew. Okay, let's get in to Biden and a bunch of stories that we're going to talk about today. But he was in Buffalo. We told you he was going to Buffalo yesterday, right? Again, he never made it to Waukesha after Daryl Brooks mowed down over 60 people, because they were white people and they were children. Joe doesn't care about them. He doesn't need them. But whenever there's an opportunity to pander to any, you know, minority community, the black community, the Latin community, what have you, he never fails to seize the moment. And while he was there yesterday, he said this.
Individual lives of love, service, and community. It speaks to the bigger story of who we are as Americans. A great nation. Because we're good people. Jill and I bring you this message from deep in our nation's soul. In America, evil will not win, I promise you. Hate will not prevail. and white supremacy will not have the last word.
So wait, are we good people or are we all white supremacists? Because I get confused when you throw them both into your statement there.
And did he just refer to himself in the third person?
I think he did. I think he
or,
did.
Or is his double now have dementia too and referring to Joe?
They're both really struggling. Can we seriously get a double who doesn't have dementia?
You know, Joe and I were really, we're pushing this real hard. I mean, oh, crap.
what is it with this white supremacy claim that the left keeps making? And we're not done with it, by the way, either, because they keep ramping up its use, but it's lazy. It's inaccurate. Now, to be fair, was the killer in Buffalo a documented self-proclaimed white supremacist? Yes, he was. But they always turn this story and several other stories. Hell, you could have a story between, you know, a Mexican and an African-American fighting, and they would make it about white supremacy somehow, even though there's no one involved in it. They've called plenty of black conservatives that are out there white supremacists. It's insane. It's lazy. It's divisive. And, of course, it's divisive on purpose. That's their intent. But I just can't get over the continued use of it. What sounds awful? I mean, they literally sit in meetings. It's like, okay, guys, what sounds awful? Like, what sounds racist? White supremacist. Yeah, Let's go with white supremacist. And let's just keep shoving it down everyone's throat till they believe that half the country are domestic terrorists and they're white supremacists and they're all these things. Well, forgetting the fact that we, the left, the Democrats, are the party of the Klan. We are the most racist when it comes to our policies. We are the most racist when it comes to history. We are all of those things. They're experts at projection, remember. So bad. Speaking of it, Joe also said this. He decided he needed to work this in.
You know, you were telling the story. Jill was going to get mad at me for reminding me. I happen to be Irish. That's a problem sometimes with Jill, but I'm only joking. No, I'm teasing.
Okay, so whatever. I mean, he's 5/8 Irish. But, like, why does he bring stuff like this up? Why does he go off the cuff? This is where he doesn't handle the prompter well either, to be very clear. But this is where he gets into significant trouble. He made people angry in March making an Irish comment. Now, there was nothing bombastic or out of line necessarily about it yesterday, but he tends to use it. They tend to use it at the White House, Psaki too, as an excuse for his anger, for her anger, for these outbursts, and for dumb remarks. Shut up. Stop it. Please, somebody stop carting this guy out there. Speaking of dumb, he tried to say something else here. I'm not sure what, though.
Folks, and to celebrate the indispensable partnerships that are strengthening by the deep family ties and heritage and the values reflected in the AANHPI.
Okay.
Was he trying to spell Mississippi there?
I think so. He was dead. He was channeling his inner elementary school. Oh my God. But this is awesome right here. So obviously we knew it was going to be a disaster when he went there and spoke. Obviously we knew he was going to pit half the country against, you know, the other half, because that's how the Democrats play. And that's how they play more now than ever. And that is a huge part of their goal in overhauling this country. But this right here is awesome. Because speaking of half, as Musk tries to take over Twitter, though it's, as we've mentioned, on hold because of the social media giant lied about its bot accounts, by a long shot, by the way, there's also a new audit. There's an audit going on with bots, and there's an audit that came out that's pretty damning for Joe Biden, saying nearly half of his 22.2 million Twitter followers are bogus. It was done for... It was done by the social media giant by software firm SparkToro, and it found that 49.3%, so again, just under 50% of his followers are fake, not real. This was according to Newsweek, too, who wrote an article about it. This wasn't some right-wing outlet. And I hate that term. Again, don't ever call me right-wing. We'll have words. But it wasn't from some extreme right or alt-right type platform who's just going after him. It was Newsweek saying, yeah, like half of his followers are fake. And they define fake followers as accounts that are unreachable and will not see the accounts, in this case Joe Biden's tweets or whoever's handling him's tweets, either because they're spam bots, they're spam, they're bots, they're propaganda, etc., or because they're no longer active on Twitter. So,
you know how I get unsubscribed to our YouTube channel about once a week now? Well, about twice a month on Instagram and Twitter, I automatically start following the White House and Joe Biden, which I purposely unfollow. I never click that button. And then it comes back every 2 weeks. I'm like, I never clicked the button. I never clicked follow. What's going on here?
Right. Yeah.
Like, and not saying that I don't want to follow what's going on, because obviously we talk about this stuff, but I'm right now, it's just a principle at this point. Like, nope.
Yeah, not doing it. Just because you want me to and you're trying to force me to? No. No, that's called rape. That's called Instagram rape, I think.
That's what it's called now.
It's what we're getting a t-shirt that talks about that. Maybe we won't do that. You know how you get on lists? I promise this is a total tangent here. And I agree with you, D-Man. Sounds like the votes he got, right? Sounds like some other votes that maybe happened last night, too. We'll talk about that later. But I got put on some phone list where I get all these just spam texts. Do you get those?
Oh, yeah. I don't know how I get on those lists. I don't know where it comes from.
I don't either. I don't do anything nefarious on my phone. I don't have time other than just talking to a bunch of people who are calling all the time and different work calls and ad partners and what. Anyways. I've been on this list and I get all this crap sent to me, and it's literally just benign stuff like the wrong name, like, hey, Nancy, are we still good for lunch tomorrow? It's like, I'm not Nancy and I'm definitely not responding or going to lunch with you.
While I have you, let's talk about your insurance.
Yeah. So last night I got like a nasty one of like a chick, like, thinking of you makes my day better. I'm like, so I had to get home. I was like, this is not good. First of all, I deleted it right away. But I get home, and again, I don't do anything wrong on my phone. I wish I could just throw my phone in the damn ocean because I hate it and I hate talking on it. But I get home, and I had to tell my wife, I was like, look, you're always welcome to look at my phone. I have nothing to hide on my phone, my computer, whatever. If you see something like this, though, just know, I don't know this person. I didn't ask for it. I was like, that kind of tweet could get you in some serious, or not tweet, text could get you in some serious trouble.
100%.
Oh man, I did say she had the arm over her chest. I was like, at least if you're gonna do it, take your arm off. But I didn't ask for it. Deleted it right away. Made sure. But hopefully, man, I'm telling you, that stuff is just, it's such a nasty game that people play with lists and all that stuff. That's a dark person right there who takes the time to do that. Okay, everyone hit that like button, whichever platform you are on. There are a lot of you watching right now on all the different platforms. We're grateful for you being here. You've got a couple more segments on Legacy Social Media before we move everything over to Rumble for the rest of the day. So please do hit that like button. Continue to engage. Chat with each other on whichever platform you're on. And share away with your friends, family members, colleagues, all of that. And then make sure, like I've been telling you, and I will keep telling you guys, Joe Biden in this Democrat Party, it's really a Democrat Party, not Joe Biden. We've shown the crazy-ass examples and explanations as to why they think inflation's happening and how they think we could fix inflation, none of which make any sense whatsoever. But we know we've got crazy inflation. We know that we're paying more for everything. We know our country's super in debt. And we know that you could be in trouble if you don't get ahead of things. If you've got $50,000 or more in your IRA, your 401k, your savings account, you could be at risk. But we've got some solutions for you, and they're free. So go to goldco.com/Drew or call 855-717-3188. To get your free IRA gold kit, gold IRA kit. You could get $10,000 or more in free silver just for doing it. They've got an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and they've helped place nearly $1 billion in precious metals. So call 855-717-3188 or visit goldco.com/Drew. There's no harm in going over there and doing it for free, guys. Get ahead. Take care of yourself and your finances. Then we showed a video yesterday. Let's see how this goes today, Disco. We showed a video yesterday from Veritas, or we tried because it got...
No, I'm a little scared for this one when you send it to me, so...
I am too. Like, I almost didn't do it, but I was like, well, we got to talk about it because it's news and it's happening. Yesterday's Project Veritas video broke our system, literally shut off our monitors. This high-tech studio we've got just was shut down by a freaking clip. So we've got another today. Let's hope it works. If for some reason it doesn't, you might see a panic screen where we get everything turned back up and we'll just talk about it. But here it was.
well, right now we don't make profit, so it's going to say ideology, which is what's led us to not being profitable.
The rest of us who have been here believe in something that's good for the planet and not just to give people free speech. Because again, like, these people really do believe in what we're doing. These are the policies we've put in place for misinformation or mislabeling media or whatever.
Yeah.
Why do you think this should be taken down?
Yeah.
Like, those are the questions they're gonna ask him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's gonna be hard for him to be like, oh, because people should make their own decision. It's like, no, but people don't know how to make a rational decision if you don't put out correct things that are supposed to be out in the public. As an advertiser, as my business, is what I do every day and why I go out, is like, we want it to be as fair and transparent and accurate as possible.
Yeah.
And if that means there's a level of censorship to make it correct, quote unquote, again, and what does correct mean? I guess, like, it just kind of goes back to the idea of, like, well, what is correct?
If we're implementing all these rules that there's, and Elon wants to dismantle them, then technically our ideology has led us to not making money because we're not making money. And Elon wants to turn it the other way so that we can make money.
There's a statement they need all 7,000 people to say. And so they can't, like, tell us that, like, the real truth.
He has Asperger's.
Yeah, I know that.
So he's special. Your special needs. You're literally special needs. So I can't even take what you're saying seriously. Targeting of tapes.
Wait.
You can read it.
Let me see. And how to protect yourself. Groups like Project Veritas are active right now. What the f*** is that?
It's like some group that's trying to just out the employees. Like, they're trying to go on dates with them like this and record them and then go sell it to the New York Times and say, this is what the Twitter employee just said. This is what's really happening. This is what they're telling us to not do.
You're lucky that you met me organically, because I would be questioning everything about you.
I love that at the end. That's amazing. Keep in mind, too, so that, you know, Light and his loafers fella there who's talking, which, whatever, decide how you want to live your life and who you want to sleep with. But that guy there who is saying we can't let other people make good decisions. We can't let them make decisions, basically, because they're not going to make good decisions. So we have to do it for them to make this a better place, is also talking about freedom and making it better for clients and advertisers. But again, better means letting us decide what it is. And then that guy who thinks he's so smart, who thinks they're all so great, goes on to describe how we got to be careful, though, not to fall into the Project Veritas trap and go on dates with other men
it the way he said it. Veritas.
That was really, by the way, very clever of the Veritas insider to do that.
Yeah.
To call it Veritas, so it threw him off. But, I mean, he also talks about, he said, right now we don't make profit. So I'm going to say ideology, which is what led us into not being profitable. But he kind of celebrates that at points, though, within that, like, and then kind of slams Musk for he wants to change things and make money. Yeah. Yeah. He wants free speech and he wants to make money. Those are probably the two biggest points of why all this is happening. And that is how, in fact, business works. And then he also says, I've got the quote here. The rest of us who have been here believe in something that's good for the planet and not to give people free speech. I don't know what to say about some of these comments. People don't know how to make a rational decision if you don't put out correct things that are supposed to be out in public, right? Again, we get to decide what's true, what's not. We get to decide who's rational, who's not. We get to decide, like Wikipedia, who's remarkable or who's not. And then they pick on Elon Musk, one of the smartest people on the planet, the wealthiest person on the planet. The two go hand in hand for being a special needs person because of his Asperger's. I just don't think that's a good move. He's laughed about it because he doesn't care. He's Elon Musk. But again, it's not a good look for Twitter, who somehow continues to look worse, to look more communist, more all of those things, and less, by the way, less valuable by the day. Because again, if they, if we talked about this yesterday, if they don't in fact have 5% or less of their accounts, which are bots, if it's not lower than 5%, they have lied to their shareholders. They have lied to the SEC. And Musk seems to think it could be well above that, 20% or higher. A lot of people just speculating think that it's even higher than that. But 20%, I mean, that's four times what they suggested. And then all these videos, Veritas keeps crushing it with all these videos. They literally, they can't do anything right now. And they're trying to hold his feet to the fire and say, no, you agreed to the deal. You've got to do this. Again, you're dealing with a very smart person with a very good legal team, with very good advisors and investors, with lots of money. And he knows exactly what he's doing. And he knows exactly, by the way, how he's going to vote moving forward, too. Because he said that he's going to now vote Republican after having overwhelmingly voted for Democrats in the past. He's a registered independent voter who describes himself as moderate. And he made the remarks during a tech summit that he took part in Miami, hosted by All In Podcast, just earlier this week. So now, the world's wealthiest man, you could argue maybe kind of one of the more or most provocative men right now, just with some of the decisions, the companies he's doing, what his investments are, all of that is saying, hey, I've learned my lesson. I've seen, and he shared that graphic, was it last week, that kind of showed the scale of how the left has changed and gone further and further left and more radical over the years. Republicans have stayed the same, and it showed where he was, just left of center, closer, and then just, you know, about center, give or take, and then right of center. And it's really good for this country. It's really good for this country. And now he's taking a turn. A lot of people thought for a long time he'd been red-pilled, and I just don't think that's the right. First of all, I don't like that statement. I don't like that assumption that people make about it, about people and about their decisions and all. He's just fed up. He's like the rest of us. He's seen what's happened. And he said, quote, I might have never voted for a Republican, just to be clear, talking about the past. He said, now this election I will. It's unclear if he was talking about the midterms, the GOP midterms that are coming up, the 2024 election, both. But he's fed up. He's fed up. And he's like, you know what? And look, wealthy people in particular should be the most fed up with the left. Because beyond them trying to ruin the culture and the ideology of our country, beyond them trying to tear down our Constitution and everything our founding fathers set up for us in this constitutional republic, the left wants to take money from the wealthy, from the elite. And if you're a smart businessman, if you're a capitalist, you don't want to give that up. You've worked hard for that, and you should get to keep it. So I know there's plenty, and they just live on principle and their ideology, and they're fine giving up. You know what? I made $500 million this year. Here's half of it. Whatever. But if you're smart, you're like, hey, tax guy, let's give as little as possible, because I don't want to just give my money away, no matter how much somebody wants me to give my money away. But you know why else he's switching, and a lot of other people are switching, and they're going from left to moderate, left to center, left to right, is because of shit like this right here.
The championed by Tucker Carlson. What happens at Fox News when something like this happens?
I can't even imagine. It's partly why I ended up getting out of there. It really is kind of horrible to think that journalists with national and international capacity are putting together this type of nonsense. I think the president did a great job. I wish he had done a lot of this a lot sooner, and we need a lot more from the left and the middle. And we got to watch out, because the Republicans have become the purveyors of misinformation. And when our two-party system is broken like that, democracy is seriously in trouble. The president acknowledged that. It's time to actually start doing things and maybe taking some names and putting people in jail.
I mean, wow, Carl, let me follow up with you. I mean, what you...
All right. Now, Look, Elon's sick of this. We're all sick of being told lie after lie as the government and Democrats try and divide us. The social media censors and bans conservative patriots, Christians, you name it, from their platforms. And what's with these guys and their lists? I mean, seriously, the Democrats, the media, they love their lists and prison, camps, whatever you want to call it, whether it was COVID, whether it's this, whether it was January 6th, whether you name it. For saying conservatives are like Nazis, despite never doing anything to earn such a distinction, they sure love to use all of Hitler's place. I mean, all of them. I said it once already today. They're the master of projection. They are vile, awful creatures. If you do not agree with them, and not like on most things, on all things, that's what they want. They want you canceled. They want you put on the list. They want you put in jail. They want you separated from your family. Oh, you didn't get the vaccine. You can't spend time with your children. In fact, you should never see them again. You vote Republican? You like Trump? You like this person? You like that person? You support the Constitution? You support the Second Amendment? You should be put in prison. That's literally what we are up against. And it's insanity, and it shouldn't be that way at all, but it is. It is. I always think, whenever I think of camps, I think of, which is not the same, but I think of the scene from Red Dawn, the camps that get set up, you know, in the town there. That's what I always think of. I know you could go to a lot of things. You could go to concentration camps. You could go to camps with the Uyghurs out in China. You could go to all sorts of other stuff. You could go to other prison camps. I always think of that for some reason, though, just because that movie kicks ass. And we might actually be living in that movie again before we know it.
But the original.
Oh yeah. No.
Yeah.
I'm ashamed that I saw the remake. I did it out of nostalgic hope and dreams, but it just, you can't beat the original.
I don't know. I couldn't work myself up to seeing the remake, so I didn't see it.
You're welcome. You're glad.
It was Chris Hemsworth, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's a great actor. Nothing against him. I just couldn't. I was like, nothing's going to beat this first one. Like,
no,
nothing.
And it was too high tech, and it was, you know, a different enemy, and this. It was no. Like that movie was perfect the way it was. Leave it the way it was. Okay. Speaking of the Second Amendment, we just brought it up there, guys. I know you love the Second Amendment. I know you love your firearms. Head on over to strikemen.io. This month of May, you can get their advanced app and laser cartridge for just $79. You can try it for 15 days. If it doesn't improve your accuracy, they will give you a full refund. We've partnered with them because they want to help you spend less time and less money at the range. Not saying that you don't need to go to the range, but it's spend less time and spend less money there. Save your ammunition. Your schedule is likely busy like mine. Maybe it's not the same as mine, but we're all busy, right? We all have lives. So go to strikeman.io. You can see it on the screen there. Use promo code TRAININGDAY, and you can get it for $79 this month. Lots of you have gotten it already. Lots of you have given great feedback. Continue to do that, guys. They're huge supporters of the show. We're appreciative of them and this great concept that they came up with, which really does help you get better. You can get better in your jammies. You can get better naked if you want. It doesn't really matter. Just do it. Again, strikeman.io. Use promo code training day. They did not tell me to say get naked, by the way. Okay. Although
you added that one in.
That's just me. Onyx, Strike Man, can you get them to add in a reset feature? One shot training is meh. I get it. We can talk to them. I mean, I don't know how much. I'll be real honest. I don't know that I have that kind of sway. But let us make a
hey
suggestion.
Guys, it's me. It's Drew. They're like, you know me, right?
They're like, who?
You don't know who I. They don't know who I am.
No, they do because they approached us, so we can try and say something. And we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. You know, I got you guys back. I just can't always promise to deliver on everything. Okay, so let's get into this next thing. So the Michael Sussman trial is underway. You wouldn't know it from the media, but I'll just read kind of an update here. This is actually from John Solomon and Just the News. So the 2016 Hillary campaign attorney Mark Elias was on the stand today in what was the third day of the Sussman trial. Durham has charged Sussman with lying to the FBI, alleging that in 2016, weeks before the presidential election, he pitched the FBI the Trump-Russia collusion plot without disclosing he was working for stakeholder clients, suggesting instead he was there as a good citizen. Obviously, we know now that is not the case. Elias at the time was general counsel for the Clinton campaign and a partner with Sussman at Perkins Coie Law Firm, one that we've heard a great deal about now. If you haven't, Google it. Actually, don't Google it because you'll get a leftist answer. The prosecution has listed at least four witnesses that it intends to bring to the stand today. Elias, the fellow Clinton campaign lawyer, Debbie Fine, and Fusion GPS computer researcher Laura Sego. The trial started Monday with the seating of 12 jurors and is being held in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia before Judge Christopher Cooper. Christopher Cooper is an actor too, right? I mean, that's not the same guy, but isn't Chris Cooper? Chris Cooper's in like Bourne Identity, and he runs Treadstone. God, what else is he in, Disco?
I'm looking at, you know, it's funny. He's in Cars 3.
Perfect.
Thanks for my daughters for that.
Yeah.
No, I'm pulling him up right now. I'm trying to remember exactly everything, but he's a great actor.
He's a great actor. He was in, I think, one of the FBI insider films. He's done some great stuff. He's very talented. Anyways, I'm distracting myself. Chris,
American Beauty, Breach.
Breach
adaptation.
That was the one, yeah.
Breach is a good one.
Okay.
Yeah, man, his list is. There's Cars 3. Thanks. Thank you for my daughters for that one.
Cars 3, which, of course, you can't see him. What's his character, though, since we're on a tangent?
He's the, I can't remember. Oh, he's Smokey. He's one of the old coaches that helped out, like, Lightning McQueen's coach that just passed away. So his name is Smokey. He's an orange truck.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. There we go. He's been in a ton, says Winkler, and then J.H. Stevens is talking Bradley Cooper. We're not talking about bodies here, J.H. I mean, we're talking talent, although Bradley Cooper is talented, too. I'll give him that.
And okay. He was in Seabiscuit, Bourne Supremacy, you said that all. He was in The Patriot. Yeah, he's colonel. He's a colonel there, and he convinces him to join in.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
He convinces Mel Gibson. A great movie, too.
That was a great movie.
Who knew the C-Block was just going to turn into, you know, Red Dawn and Christopher Cooper and all of this stuff? I love it.
Cars 3.
Cars 3. Yeah. Ka-chow! Okay, so Sussman, who's a former federal prosecutor, has pleaded not guilty to the charge. If found guilty, he could face 5 years in prison. It would be remarkable if anyone from Team Clinton was actually found guilty and had to suffer any type of consequences whatsoever. But you never know, since it's not actually a Clinton and it's just someone who's associated. But in opening statements, the Durham team suggested Sussman attempted to use his influence to manipulate the FBI and create a so-called October surprise to swing the presidential race for Clinton over GOP nominee Donald Trump. Certainly, we saw those efforts being made. Certainly this falls in an October surprise type category, but certainly it didn't work because Trump shocked the world and beat Hillary Clinton, giving her yet another loss on her resume. And he's the first person to actually go to trial in this whole Durham probe, which has lasted what feels like for decades, into the origins of the now discredited Trump-Russia collusion plot, alleging that the Trump organization had a secret comms channel to Moscow through the Russian Alpha Bank. Again, all of it proven wrong, all of it proven fake, all of it proven to be used to discredit Trump to help lift the Democrats up, and all of it proving that our intelligence and law enforcement agencies are ripe with political hacks and tools of the left. Sego, who was the researcher, was prepared to invoke her Fifth Amendment privilege against self-incrimination if she wasn't granted immunity by the court, compelling her to testify at trial. Cooper granted Sego limited immunity and ordered her to testify at Durham's request. Yesterday, FBI Special Agents David Martin and Scott Hellman were the prosecution's first two witnesses, followed by New Star employee Steve DeJong. Makes me want to talk about... We're not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Keep in mind, with this really important trial that's going on, and as I said at the top of this segment, getting very, very little press, not being televised... You had the Mueller probe that got tons of attention. as it should have. It was important. It wasn't given the attention, nor was it told in the manner that it should have been at the time. But it got lots of attention, lots of press, lots of TV time. And let me remind you that we've seen the friggin' Johnny Depp and Amber Heard trial on TV every day over the last several weeks here, except for their break. But this, where a Clinton associate, affiliate, whatever you want to call Sussman and Elias, who's on the stand today, key players in the Clinton machine are on trial, could face consequences. Again, I'll believe it when I see it. But there's hardly any coverage in what is a very damning and really the overt, well, I know this stuff's been going on for a while, but the overt beginning of our government being outed as who they really are, and our country being exposed as the tribal, broken, divided country that we really are. And it deals with severe politicization and the weaponization of an agency against a candidate, and then eventually president. It further cements what we know about the corrupt Clinton family, the corrupt Democrat Party. And let me remind you guys, you know this well. This is one of several scandals, several hoaxes that Trump endured, that our country endured. We had intel directors, former directors, lie about Hunter's laptop and other information to slander Trump, get him out of the way, because they were all terrified. There's John Brennan, Michael Morrell, Leon Panetta, Michael Hayden, John McLaughlin, former DNI James Clapper, all of them lied. And they knew it when they lied and when they signed documents and when they put information forward. And yet nothing has been done. All they're doing now is, for some of them, TV hits, playing golf, maybe cricket, whatever the hell they do in retirement, laughing their way to the bank, laughing their way to whatever they're doing, knowing that they got away with a high crime. And some of you new people coming in, people who are trolls, whatever, you're just defending Trump, to which I would say you're the dumbest person on the planet. Listen to the damn show. I never go all in on people. I'm big on DeSantis right now, yes, but I know that he's a human being who will make mistakes. And I also am more all in on America than I am on DeSantis. I'm only in on DeSantis because it seems like he's one of the only people standing up for America and the Constitution right now. But I don't go in all the way on people. That sounds sexual there. But
you never go all the way.
Dear God.
I just love what Ginger said. Surprise, surprise, surprise. I don't know if she said it like that.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, can we confirm that's how Ginger said
it? That's how I think she said it.
But no, I just, you know, I there shouldn't be a soul out there who wants our government weaponized against Americans. Because you've got to know at some point you will be the target. You will be the target. And if you're one of those people who does want that, you want things unfair, unbalanced, not for the betterment of the country, but for the betterment of your party and or yourself, you deserve to have a pineapple shoved up your ass daily after like morning sex with Hitler's dead body, because you're sick. You're sick. That example's kind of sick too. I get that now, but like that's
a very, very odd visual. I can't get out of my head now.
Yeah. You're welcome, everybody. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. And you might've just humped Hitler's dead body. We should take a break. Oh, this has always
and
been
Ginger
guys.
Said she did. By the way, she
okay.
did say it
she
that
did
way.
Say it that way. Perfect. That's good to know. But I mean, it's always been and should be or for me, it is about America. If you're not on Team America, you're on the wrong team.
America.
I was just going to say, we need that licensing. we had this chief who was great. He was chief of station. And he's the same guy who said to a female, you know, so there's look, I'm not condoning this behavior, but I like people who have the balls to say what they think and do what they want to do, because I just think playing the game and being PC is stupid. But this is the same guy who told a female at Plainside as she was going back to America, congratulations, you're a two again. You know, because there's war zone hot, you definitely go up several points on the attractive scale. So kudos to this guy. But we crafted, with his permission and really his endorsement, a huge projector screen on the side of a bunch of stacked up Connex boxes. And we played Team America, and we had Team America nights, multiple nights with like food and events. And obviously that can offend a lot of people, that movie. It shouldn't. And if you do, I think you're weak and I hate you, but it does. And for some reason, we tried to do it with the next chief who came in, and the next people are like, oh no.
We can't watch marionettes have sex.
We can't watch marionettes have sex, and we can't watch something that's so pro-America. It could offend people who aren't American, who are on the compound or this, that, and the other. It's like our job is to hunt and kill people. Like, do we really care about feelings? But anyways, great movie. Alec Baldwin. Yes. Oh, it's so good. I tried to tell us how you really feel, Drew. You know I will, Beck. I tried to get my wife to appreciate that. She obviously appreciates my old community and my old teammates and colleagues and people who do similar work and can respect that and gets that motor that's in us, that jacked up DNA and crossed wires. Matt Damon. There we go. We're just going to be doing this the rest of the day, aren't we? But she didn't really like the movie. She didn't really appreciate the movie.
So this is what you need to do, is you need to have that album like on standby, like on your iTunes. So anytime, because I do this to my wife all the time. She's like, oh, I got a song stuck in my head. I'm like, ooh, hang on. And then everyone's got AIDS, damn it. I play that song. I'm like, now that song's stuck in your head.
Okay, do me a favor. Look up BMI and see if they have, see who has the rights to that. Let's see who we can get the rights to. Because I'll pay anything to be able to play America, fuck yeah, on the show every day. And when I say I'll pay anything, I don't actually mean that. Let's put a price on that. I'll figure out what that is. Heard American best sex scene ever. It's so graphic. I mean, I think that's the part that probably lost my spouse is when you've got someone taking a dump on someone in it. That's just, I promise I will never die. And then it goes into the most graphic scene that you've ever, you know, witnessed. Pretty remarkable. You know what? I'm watching that movie tonight. That's settled. It's happening.
It's happening. On the 80 inch behind you.
Dirka Dirka Muhammad Jihad. Dear God, I can't stop. It's just so good. Okay, here's what we're going to do. So I'm going to force myself to take a break. Otherwise, I'll just keep talking about Team America. I have the Lego movie, Everything is Racist, is my ringtone. That's awesome, Jerusalem. By the way, Jerusalem, I saw you in the Louder with Crowder chat news earlier. I saw F News in there too. I just happened to be cruising through and looking at it and watching Steven this morning and saw you guys in there. So you really put your time in throughout the day, and we're grateful that even at this time of the day, after you've watched other shows, that you're still coming, hanging out with the chat. Okay, guys, hit that like button, whichever platform you're on. Make sure that if you're on social media legacy platforms like YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, you name it. Even CloudHub, which is not in that category, but we're ending your feed too. You got to get to Rumble. Head on over to Drew Berquist, or just go to rumble.com/Drew Berquist, or let me copy the link for you like I did yesterday, and you can get on over there for the second hour. We've got plenty of stuff coming up. We've got Pennsylvania election stuff. We've got John Kerry and Joe Biden talking about ending fossil fuels. We've got more MSNBC bullshit. We've got Black Lives Matter stuff. We've got plenty of stuff to go, but you got to get over to Rumble. There's the link. We will look forward to seeing you in a couple seconds here at Rumble.
Hey, we like you, but if you're on legacy social media, your live feed pretty much ends now. Continue watching today's live episode and engaging on Rumble. Go to rumble.com/Drew Berquist. Again, that's rumble.com/Drew Berquist.